February 18, the Holy Spirit works through us. Luke chapter 12, verse 10. And everyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but anyone who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. In the days of what became known as charismatic renewal, this scripture was often quoted as a defense against strident critics. But Luke places it immediately after Jesus' well-known saying, "I tell you, whoever acknowledges me before men, the Son of Man will also acknowledge him before the angels of God. But he who disowns me before men will be disowned before the angels of God." So in context, Jesus is elaborating on what it means to deny him. Once we've declared a well poisonous, we won't ever drink from it. The person who thinks the work and ministry of the Holy Spirit is evil will naturally cut themselves off from it. God gives them over to the consequences of their own decision. They never get to enjoy the freedom and liberty Christ offers and the Holy Spirit imparts. We must be careful not to use blasphemy against the Spirit as a weapon or an excuse for not exercising discernment. Not all done in the name of the Holy Spirit is orchestrated by the Holy Spirit. We must remember too that the Holy Spirit works through imperfect vessels. Our weaknesses and strengths, in fact, all that makes up our very personalities, comes into play as the Holy Spirit expresses his will and purposes through us.